10 years after they were jailed for being crew members on asylum seeker boats, a group of eight young Indonesian men will today ask the federal court for a ruling that may ultimately quash their convictions. Why? They insist they were juveniles when they were jailed. And their lawyers will argue the federal government consistently ignored findings by a human rights commission that found more than 120 Indonesians were wrongly jailed as children. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Vandy, a young Indonesian fisherman, still gets upset when he recounts his capture and conviction for smuggling a boatload of asylum seekers to Australia a decade ago. We were arrested in Australian waters, he says, then taken to Christmas Island. Vandy claims he was 16 at the time, a child under Australian law, and as such he should have been deported, not put on trial. Instead, like scores of other crew at the time, he was jailed in an adult prison in Perth for more than 2.5 years after a West Australian court accepted as evidence a wrist x-ray suggesting he was older. I was taken to hospital and x-rayed to confirm my age, he says. After the x-ray, they told me I was an adult. More than 120 Indonesians say they too were wrongly jailed as adults in Australia when in fact they were children. But 10 years on, lawyers, including Canberra-based Sam Tierney, are still fighting to have their convictions overturned.
I think it's pretty safe to say that going to prison is a traumatic experience for anyone, let alone a young Indonesian person.
An inquiry by the Human Rights Commission later discredited the wrist x-ray technique as flawed. But the federal government has failed to act on its findings, and only one man has been acquitted after an appeal court found he was 13 at the time. Sam Tierney says lawyers will today take 8 cases, including Vandy's, to the federal court seeking a review of their convictions.
We're seeking an order from the Federal Court of Australia to require the Attorney-General to make a decision in relation to their requests for their criminal convictions to be referred back to the West Australian Court of Appeal so that the court can review their cases on the grounds that there's been miscarriages of justice.
It's unclear what the government will say in court, but if a court order is granted, it could ultimately pave the way for some of the other 100 or more cases to go to appeal.
It's about justice being done for these young men, and when the system miscarries and justice is not afforded to those people, that situation needs to be rectified.
The Human Rights Commission is still considering a separate complaint on behalf of the young Indonesian men, alleging they've been victims of racial discrimination. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.